Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was talking with Tom from L.A. About is there anything that Democrats can do in the short period of window, we have left before, you know, this, the midterms come into fruition. And I am so frightened, you know, about where this nation is headed politically. You know, when you look at people who understand just what's at stake and can't focus enough on what one party stands for. You know, if you don't know what the conservative movement and what Republicans stand for, if you haven't figured that out and you say, well, you know, I don't like Joe Biden. I want to punish the Democrats, so I want to give it back to Republicans because I wasn't happy with what the Democrats did in the last year and a half. Let's be clear. We're talking about the last year and a half. And yes, there's some things that have fallen apart. No question, there's some things that have fallen apart. But to blame it solely on a party is wrong. It is not because of a party affiliation that many of these things have happened. Has almost everything to do with, as Sandy and I talked about on yesterday, the fact that they're riding the crest of an economy that was in boom motion since 2010, almost 12 years. You know, they talked about it booming under Donald Trump, but they never talked about who created the boom. It clearly was President Barack Obama and his 8 years that turned everything around from 2008. Donald Trump came in and rode the crest of an economy that was in full bloom. But then you heard Republicans turn around and say, well, you know, Joe Biden's talking about what he did for the economy. Joe Biden rode the crest of Donald Trump. Well, but they never once said that Donald Trump rode the crest of Barack Obama. This is something about these people who are on the other side of this. You know, it's almost like they want to continue to make sure that this nation is not going to be able to come together. And so when you vote for them and vote for that, what you wind up with is what we know, what was there under Donald Trump. We know what was there. And so to turn this back over to people who don't have the best interests of the average person in mind, try to envision turning over the Congress and the Senate back to Republicans. If you somehow believe that by turning that over to Republicans and on both the House and the Senate, that something's going to improve for you. You know, I've got the deed to the Brooklyn Bridge in my pocket, and I'm selling it for a dollar. If you're going to believe that the Republicans are going to make things better for you and your family, if they're now in charge of the Congress and the Senate, then you didn't realize, didn't pay attention to the focus of what they've been doing. Yeah, I told you, Democrats have not done the things that they should have done. And a lot of it has to do, again, with obstructionists from Joe Manchin and Christian Sinema. You know, I get that. I understand that. But none of you can explain to me, again, rightfully, why you continue and think that the real answer to all of this is Republican leadership. I don't know. Haven't seen it. I've listened to Republican leadership, seen it in action for decades. And that has not led to anything that has empowered the average American. Please, before you decide to throw your vote away to people that you know aren't concerned at all about you and your family, who was in leadership for the most part when the middle class started disappearing? Yeah, I know, I agree. Bill Clinton, who kind of led the charge on NAFTA, you know. But don't forget, when Bill Clinton was in charge, when NAFTA came into existence, he didn't do it on his own. There was congressional bipartisan support by conservatives. That was the one thing they all agreed on, moving the middle class jobs out of this country. Because if Republicans didn't agree with it, it wouldn't have happened. So, you know, but then under, you know, George Bush Sr., under Ronald Reagan, under Republican leadership, you can't point to me where things have improved for the average American. And don't tell me Donald Trump, because as I said before, Donald Trump rode the wave of President Barack Obama. And anybody who says he didn't is a liar. Because you can't, on the one hand, say that Joe Biden rode the crest of Donald Trump, and then say that Donald Trump didn't ride the crest of Barack Obama in his 8 years. Although I know there'll be foolish people who will say that. But that's, you know, foolish people. So listen, we've got to go to a break. And when we come back from the break, our phone lines will be open at 844-967-2789. Again, if those of you who are listening believe that Republican leadership is going to lead you to a promising future, I got a deed to the Brooklyn Bridge that I'll sell you for a dollar. Got to go to a break, 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. To be patient.